Early acclaim for Back to the Summit. Back to the Summit records the amazing story of Omer Raines, a person who, in spite of having to overcome one challenge after another during his lifetime, has left us with a legacy of legislative and humanitarian achievements that few of his generation can match. I got to know Omer particularly well during the 2000 presidential campaign, when I was the nominee of the Natural Law Party, the Reform Party, and in New York of the Independence Party. Little did I know then that he would face his greatest challenge of all less than 2 years later when death stared him in the face. But fighter that he is, once again he rose to the occasion, and today continues to leave his mark helping others both here at home and throughout the developing world. We can all learn profound lessons from this book. Dr. John Hagelin, internationally renowned particle physicist, three-time candidate for President of the United States, National Director, Transcendental Meditation Program, President, Global Union of Scientists for Peace, author, Manual for a Perfect Government. Back to the Summit illustrates how in America, one can still overcome great obstacles given enough willpower, determination, and tenacity. The way in which Omer Raines overcame a paralyzing near-death experience is as inspirational as any story can be. John C. Malone, Chairman Liberty Media, Chairman Liberty Global, Inc., CEO Discovery Holding Company, former President and CEO Telecommunications, Inc., TCI. I first met Omer Raines on Mount Everest in 1995. At age 55, he was remarkably fit. 7 years later, while seemingly still active and fit, Omer was unexpectedly struck down by a ruptured brain aneurysm and stroke. Only through a series of miracles and intense personal willpower was he able to survive and later recover. I am Nepalese, a Sherpa, and Omer's inspirational and heroic story of recovery is a moving one, both in my native land of Nepal and in other countries where he does untold humanitarian work. Today, Omer retains his ties to Nepal through frequent visitations as chairman of Reed, which built the library in which I received my own education, including my ability to read and write in English. He is one of my heroes. This book is a must-read for anyone with a loved one who has ever suffered a near-death experience. Kaji Sherpa, former holder of world record, fastest ascent of Mount Everest. Omer Raines was a law student of mine many, many years back. Little did I know then the life challenges he had already overcome in order to even attend, much less excel, in college. It was a bit ironic when later, as Chancellor of the University of California, Berkeley, and in a classic reversal of roles, I would annually visit Omer in his capacity as a California State Senator on behalf of the university. Omer's story, told in Back to the Summit, it's not just the inspirational story of how he survived a near-fatal brain aneurysm, but of his humanitarian efforts to help others around the world to acquire literacy and thus education. This book truly speaks to a life well led. Ira Michael Heyman, Emeritus Professor of Law, University of California, Berkeley, former Chancellor, University of California, Berkeley, former Secretary, Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C. Reading Back to the Summit causes me to feel good about my own life and my chosen profession of medicine. However, it also tells a story of powers beyond medicine. As the primary treating physician after Omer Raines initially survived a brain aneurysm and stroke, I can attest to the fact that there is no adequate medical explanation for him being alive today and for the remarkable recovery he made. This book should be an inspiration for anyone who has ever suffered, or may in the future suffer, a life-threatening challenge. Dr. David Dozier, Chief Treating Neurologist of Omer Raines. Omer Raines was one of my prized patients. My specialty is in working with people who have suffered a stroke and or a brain injury, as was the case with Omer. His book, Back to the Summit, chronicles how someone with sufficient inner strength, determination, and resolve can recover from a paralytic state to the point that today he leads more than a full and complete life, primarily in the service of others. I am pleased to have been able to play a role in his recovery process, but the person who deserves most of the credit is Omer himself. Back to the Summit is an inspiring book about an inspiring person. If you've ever been faced with a physical challenge, read this book. It may help you find your own pathway to recovery. Waleed Al-Obudi, internationally acclaimed in field of occupational therapy and rehabilitation, Occupational Therapy Professional of the Year, originator of neurointegrative functional rehabilitation and habitation. The recovery of Omar Raines from a near-death experience and the way in which it was accomplished by drawing on prior life experiences is an amazing story. One of the very early environmental leaders in the United States, today Omar takes his message throughout the world. I have had the pleasure of working with Reed Global, of which Omar serves as chairman of the international board. That Omar can today do the work he does in multiple countries, often in challenging conditions, is a testament to his drive to help those less advantaged than those of us in the developed world. To read Back to the Summit is to be truly inspired. Gunter Pauli, founder, Zero Emissions Research and Initiatives. Zeri, Z-E-R-I, author of 16 books, including The Blue Economy. Omar Raines met my brother Bill in the Amazon over 25 years ago, and I have known him almost as long. Every step of Omar's life has been a testament to his fortitude and to his determination to make a difference. We can all learn much from Back to the Summit, a book that tells the story of a man who thinks, breathes, and lives life to the fullest. As an actor, writer, and producer, I can attest that even here in Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, it would be difficult to write a more inspiring script. Deborah Raffin, actor, writer, producer. Back to the Summit is a riveting read. How Omar Raines came back from a near-death experience and dedicated his life to helping others undeniably has a powerful spiritual undertone. Raised in a spiritual setting in the 1940s, it is my belief that Omar's early religious surroundings played a major role in his amazing recovery. As one of his doctors told him, "The only explanation for the recovery you've made is that the Creator is not finished with you yet." That explanation resonates with me, and perhaps speaks in large measure to the way in which Omar today selflessly helps people in need here at home and in many other parts of the world. Reverend Ernest Chu, director of the Soul Currency Institute, best-selling author, Soul Currency. Omar Raines, chairman of Reed Global, is dedicated to promoting literacy and creating jobs in rural and remote parts of the developing world. It is only because of Omar that in my own village of Ulan, West Bengal, India, that we now have the Oceanic Library. Indeed, the Oceanic Library is a tribute to a person who survived a near-death experience and is now renowned in the developing world for his work to help impoverished villages where few people know how to read or write. He is truly helping to change the world. Back to the Summit tells how Omar was inspired to commit his life to such humanitarian efforts. Kapalanda Mandal, CEO and Secretary, VSSU, Ulan, India.